Chapter 2. The three other royals listened intently as Twilight enthusiastically bounded back and forth in front of her large whiteboard, which showed an illustration of the performance stage alongside several very advanced friendship equations. If Twilight could get the other princesses to agree to this minor adjustment, it would ensure that the Friendship Festival would be the most wonderful event that Equestria had ever seen. Songbird Serenade's performance is not scheduled to start until after you begin the sunset, and based on my precise calculation to get the very best lighting for the stage, Twilight looked to Princess Celestia. I was hoping you could make sure the sun stays about 28.1 degrees to the south, Twilight said as she drew a little Celestia on the board underneath a picture of the sun. Her voice seemed to speed up once she got started. And Princess Luna, if you could raise the moon 62 degrees to the north at the same time, it would reflect the sunlight on the other side and really frame the entire stage perfectly. Twilight drew a picture of Luna underneath the moon and an acute angle to prove that her theory was sound. Princess Celestia and Luna looked at each other in disbelief. Why did their fellow princess stress herself out over such minor details? Luna opened her mouth to reply, but Twilight wasn't finished just yet. And Cadence, if you could use your crystal magic to create an aurora above the stage, the sun and the moon will shine through it and create a truly amazing light show. As Twilight spoke her final words, Spike threw a claw full of glitter up into the air. It swirled down as if it were a beautiful aurora. Spike then poked a hoof-made paper puppet of the pop star above the whiteboard and made it dance.
Presenting Songbird Serenade! Yeah! Yeah! Whoa! Ho! Ho!
Spike leaped on top of the board for emphasis, but quickly lost his balance. The dragon tumbled to the ground. Twilight blushed at Spike's awkward display and opened her wings to block the princess's view of him. She flashed a toothy smile to punctuate her brilliant presentation. Any minute now they would congratulate her and...
So you're saying you want us to move the sun and the moon? Princess Luna recapped, a hesitant look on her face. For the party.
Well, I'd do it myself, Twilight laughed nervously. But I don't have your magic. It was difficult to gauge their thoughts. But the fact that all three princesses stepped toward her with their horns glowing gave Twilight a little glimmer of hope. But Princess Celestia just frowned. Twilight, each of us uses our powers to serve Equestria in our own way. Celestia's face softened as she reached for Twilight's chin with her gold-plated hoof. You are the princess of friendship. You already have all the magic you need.
So... That'd be a no, Twilight sighed in defeat. How was she going to make the festival special now? She could feel her disappointment sinking in. But before it had the chance, her trusty pal Spike snapped into action. He pushed her out of the throne room. After all, they had a checklist to get to and ponies to see. There was no time to waste today. Every pony was waiting for her.